Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Karen Lopez and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertisement agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democratic, unaffiliated, or independent and registered in a party or some other political party?
Please repeat that. I didn't know what you said.
Okay, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
Oh, okay, Republican.
Republican, okay, thank you for answering. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how will you vote in the primary elections for U.S. and Senate, Florida state legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? I'm going to read the choices for you, okay? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very
likely. I'm very likely to vote. Very definitely voting.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your main racial background? African and American black? Asian?
How long is this gonna take? You know, you should tell people that right away.
It's just a few questions and it won't take too long.
Okay, all right.
Okay, again the question, what is your main racial background? African American black, Asian American, white Caucasian?
Caucasian.
Okay,
white.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much. What's your age?
I'm 71.
71, okay, thank you so much. Let me see. Okay, the next question. Generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Things in my community have gone... You're asking if things in my community have gone in the right direction or not. Is that what it is?
Yes, that is.
That's a hard question. A lot of things have gone in the right direction, but a lot of things have been in the wrong direction too. In the country.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like generally speaking, well, what is your opinion? What is the most, the things have been most likely in the right or in the wrong track?
I think where I live, more in the right track where I live.
Okay, thank you for answering. From the following list, which issue should your local elected official focus on most to help you and your family? Crime and public safety, illegal immigration, traffic and congestion, abortion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, hurricane and flooding.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well,
go ahead.
Illegal immigration, that's not good for the long run in our community. And traffic's getting worse all the time. Florida's growing too fast.
Okay, so you will say illegal immigration, right?
Yes. Yeah, I guess so. And crime. Crime is, I mean, they're both, there's, how can I distinguish between illegal immigration and crime and traffic, which is all I'm not too happy about,
okay.
But I'm not crying about it.
Okay. Thank you for answering.
Generalized. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for answering. Now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well, okay? The first one is Joe Biden.
Do I have an opinion? Yes, I have an opinion.
Okay.
That's an opinion of Joe Biden. If I have the same opinion I've had for 10 years with Joe Biden. He's been a liar all his life. He was a plagiarizer. He's a terrible, worst president we ever had. And if anybody doesn't understand that, then they're idiots.
Okay, so you will say that he is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you for answering. And then Donald Trump.
What are my choices again? You speak kind of fast, and I don't understand your English very well. Very unfavorable, favorable. What is those answers?
Yeah.
That you want?
They are very favorable, somewhat
very
favorable, and somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. And the last one is Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you for answering. Okay. From the following list, I'm going to give you a list. Which issue should your country school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Reducing class sizes, improving the academic grading of the schools, increasing school choice options, increasing teacher pay, strengthening school safety and security measures, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained.
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. I think more school discipline.
Okay.
I didn't understand the first couple answers you gave me.
Oh, I can read them again for you. Is that
okay? Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
The first one is reducing class sizes. Then improving the academic rating of schools.
Improving the academic rating of the school?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yes, that is.
Improving the academic rating.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. That's kind of not a very good answer. Improving academic rating, wouldn't it be better to say improving academic achievement? Maybe that would be a better thing to put in there than academic rating. They can rate the school any way they want. It's the achievement that's important. But I would have to say school, more discipline in the schools. Get rid of the cell phones.
Okay, I'm going to read the answers, the choices you have, just for you to know, okay?
Okay.
Then is increasing school choice options, increasing teacher pay, strengthening school safety and security measures, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, and ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained.
The first one, the very first one you gave me.
Reducing class sizes?
No, it must have been the second one.
Improving academic rating.
Yes, I guess so. Yeah, let's put that in there.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to ask you something about organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. As well, if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can indicate that. The first one is Moms for Liberty.
I'm sorry. I'm really having a hard time understanding what you're saying. Yeah, I do. I can't understand. And I have to eat dinner. My dinner's on the table. No, I don't. I didn't understand that question. I didn't understand the beginning. Did you say how I rated or?
This is just a survey to get popular opinions of people. It's not like you have to do like It's just only your opinion, only what you think.
Give me the question again.
Okay.
I try to decipher what that your English is. You speak very fast. I'm not, I don't want to criticize you, but you're hard to understand.
Oh, I'm sorry for that. I will try to speak like slower, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each of
your... You said horrible or a favorable, right? Is that what
favorable.
You said?
Favorable.
Okay,
Favorable or unfavorable opinion of each of the groups or organizations I will mention you, okay?
Or unfavorable, okay. Okay.
The first one is Moms for Liberty.
Moms for Liberty. What the heck would you just say? Moms, what was that? Moms for Liberty?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what that means. Moms for Liberty. What?
So you have never heard about this?
I don't know. I don't understand what you just said. I don't understand what your words were. You say it sounded like you said Moms for Liberty.
Yes, that's what I said.
Moms for Liberty.
Yes?
Trump for Liberty, Trump or Mump?
Mumps. Like Mothers for Liberty?
Oh, Mothers. Say Mothers for Liberty, then. Not Mumps.
It's Mumps.
Okay, I got to go. This is not, you need, it's not working. Okay, thanks anyway. Sorry I couldn't help you. Bye.
Okay.